10th, Tuesday. What are the articles inside the tabernacle? Looking at the Ark of the Covenant inside the tabernacle, you must gain strength that comes from Christ. Through the table for bread, you must uncover the blessings of worship and the Word. Through the lampstand that shines the light, you must enjoy God-given true blessings and the blessing of prayer that shines the light. Through the altar of incense, enjoy the mystery of 24 hours of Christ. Through the bronze basin, enjoy the power of God that washes away all curses. Anointing these articles with oil meant enjoying the eternal works of the Holy Spirit. The court for Gentiles, the court for children, and the court for prayer were utilized to save the age and the impending future. These are the blessings that you will receive through the tabernacle and church. Status: proper worship, worship prayer, Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. You shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. If you hold on to the accurate covenant and start correctly, you can give proper worship. However, if you don't hold on to the accurate covenant, you won't be able to worship properly. Instead of listening to people's words, it's much more important to listen to God's word and hold on to the covenant accurately. How can you succeed in worship inside the accurate covenant? Number one, the place of the greatest blessing. The place of the greatest blessing is worship. David said that he entered the court with praise because worship was the place of the greatest answer. The members of the early church grabbed hold of the covenant on the Mount of Olives and went to Mark's upper room. At that time, God gave them the best answer, which was worship. Number two, the wilderness. While the Israelites were walking in the wilderness, God instructed them to build the tabernacle. Everything inside the tabernacle referred to Christ. That meant the Israelites needed to grab hold of the important covenant in their lives that seemed like the wilderness. The Israelites needed to enjoy the blessings of the church that were restored and relayed through the blessing of the temple. Just as God provided manna on the road to the promised land of Canaan, he works according to his accurate time schedule in the journey of world evangelization. That's why you must hold on to the covenant as you give sincere worship. Whenever problems come, discovering God's word is the blessing that his children can enjoy. Dear God, in my life that seems like the wilderness, help me to enjoy the most essential covenant of worship, the blessings of 237 Healing Summit, and may the church bring complete restoration. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.